It is April 10th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Julie Ross is joining the John Lothian News team as a freelancer and will represent JLN in London at FIA's International Derivatives Week. During IDX, Julie will be joined by Robbie Lothian and Nicole Price from JLN to conduct the JLN Industry Leader video series we regularly shoot at FIA and other industry conferences. Julie is a veteran journalist who was the founder and editor-in-chief of Profit and Loss magazine, which ran from 1999 to 2020. Today, she is the principal at JAM Media LLC. JLN and Julie are exploring ways to work together, including the creation of special reports that she would help produce for JLN. We hope our first joint effort at IDX opens the door for both Julie and JLN to accomplish this goal. The Columbia Journalism School is holding an event on April 12th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. EDT titled Free Evan, an event in support of Evan Gershkovich, at which journalists from the FT, New York Times, and the Wall Street Journal will discuss the detention of Evan Gershkovich in Russia. The location of the event is Pulitzer Hall, 2950 Broadway, New York, New York, 10027. Did you know that your Apple Mac operating system may have a copy of Satoshi Nakamoto's Bitcoin white paper hidden in it? Every Mac with the Mac OS since Mojave in 2018 has included a PDF copy of Satoshi Nakamoto's Bitcoin white paper, technologist Andy Bio revealed in a blog post Market Insider reported. This has fueled some speculation that Steve Jobs was Satoshi Nakamoto, since Satoshi disappeared in 2010 and Jobs died in 2011. However, Jobs was not much of a programmer, and the white paper appeared in the Mac OS in 2018. It turns out that Rupert Murdoch has had a change of heart and has called off his summer wedding just barely 2 weeks after he announced he was to marry Anne Leslie Smith. The Guardian speculates it was for either religious or succession issues. Are you worried about ChatGPT taking your job? Business Insider has a story about the 10 roles AI is most likely to replace, and journalists, research analysts, and traders are on the list. And the New York Times says AI is coming for lawyers again. A story today in CoinDesk tells of the conflict between former FTX U.S. President Bret Harrison and Sam Bankman-Fried over the way FTX U.S. was being run. When Harrison complained, his bonus was cut, and he was told by an FTX lawyer to apologize to SBF. When he refused, SBF said he would destroy Harrison's professional reputation. This plays right into the story from Bloomberg that FTX's collapse was caused by hubris and greed. It is SBF's professional reputation that is destroyed, not Harrison's, and it is all by SBF's own hand, it appears. Naomi Alvarez is leaving the Financial Markets Group at the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago after 5 years and joining Cboe Global Markets as Senior Manager Markets Policy. CME Group's silver futures had an average daily volume of 8.1 million contracts traded in March, which was higher than any ADV Eurodollars ever had, CME reported on LinkedIn. Brian Gerke, Senior Director, Head of Rights Marketing at CME Group, added that a month shy of its fifth birthday, SOFR just bested four decades of Eurodollar trading. NYSE President Lynn Martin was named to the Barron's 100 Most Influential Women in U.S. Finance. The list includes many investment bank senior executives, as well as SEC Commissioner Hester Pierce and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Giancarlo Ribeiro is joining Quantigo as director, Stocks Index Review. The spring edition of Exchange Analytics newsletter is out. There's a link in today's newsletter for it. George Wang of Peterson Technology Partners is offering a ChatGPT cheat sheet to help beginners navigate the features and capabilities of the powerful AI language model. The state of Illinois is missing out on a huge tax windfall, though it may be short of a few sheiks to make it pay off. In Dubai, an auction for a vanity license plate with P7 on it went for a world record 55 million dirhams, or about 15 million U.S. dollars, Bloomberg reports. However, the proceeds went to charity, not the state coffers. The SGX Group set multiple volume records in foreign exchange futures and commodity derivatives in March. SGX USD CNH futures traded volume climbed to 2.2 million contracts, a record high. Trading in SGX commodities hit an all-time high in March of 4.2 million contracts. Iron ore derivatives volume climbed to a record 3.7 million contracts. Similarly, screen volume set new highs. You can view the press release in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Bloomberg. How to blow up a pipeline turns fossil fuels into movie villain, inspired by Andreas Malm's climate activism manifesto. The film adaptation brings a motley crew together to sabotage a Texas oil pipeline. Andreas Malm is not a household name except in certain circles. A professor of human ecology at Lund University in Sweden, he is also the author of How to Blow Up a Pipeline, a slim manifesto in which Malm lays out a radical case for climate action. In his book, Malm makes clear that any attack should be on luxury emissions and not subsistence emissions. Aston Martins are fair game, ambulances are not. My comment. Pipelines have been villains in parts of the media for a long time. Finally, Hollywood is catching up. Here's an editorial from the Wall Street Journal. Chicago gets what it voted for. Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson blames business for crime. Chicago Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson is off to a running start. The hyper-progressive is fulfilling every expectation that he'll drive even more people and businesses out of the Windy City. 2 days after narrowly winning the election, Mr. Johnson thought it a good moment to blame the city's crime wave on business. Quote, 70% of large corporations in the state of Illinois did not pay a corporate tax, unquote, Mr. Johnson told CBS. My comment. The wonder of an election is that the electorate does get what it wants. The Wall Street Journal may want to point to things it does not like about the rhetoric of Mayor-elect Johnson, but the truth is that we can all do a lot better to help solve society's problems. Sometimes that involves changes to the tax code. The end goal, to make the city a better place to live and to do business, is not just dependent on what one's taxes are. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. The money-saving power of your library card. Your membership gets you free streaming movies, audiobooks, language lessons, and more. Taylor Swift's new album, Colleen Hoover's latest novel, Prince Harry's audiobook, your ancestry's family history, Rosetta Stone's language classes, classic films from the Criterion Collection, all free with a library card. Inflation has made everything from butter to medical care more expensive. At the same time, streaming video and music services have been raising prices after getting us hooked on their content. My comment. Libraries are under siege by the right for having books and other media they don't like, and some libraries are being defunded. Hard to save money when your library has been shuttered. Here's another story, this one from the New York Times. The headline, banks are closing customer accounts with little explanation. Dipha Dillon had just left the Holiday Light Show at Saks Fifth Avenue in New York when he learned that all of his bank accounts had mysteriously gone dark. After the show, Mr. Dillon, his girlfriend, and some friends escaped the cold and had dinner at a French bistro. But when it came time to pay the check, his credit card was declined. My comment. Libraries are not the only things getting closed. Bank accounts are too. If you have activity that the banks don't like, they will close an account even without asking questions. The solution is an old one. Have two bank accounts. Have two brokerage accounts. Have a backup. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. Digging into a $344 billion investing mystery, preposterous claims in private investment offerings illustrate an important point about red-hot Reg D securities. No one is checking to see if the details in these filings are even remotely true. For the cost of notarizing a single document, probably $10 or less, you can declare yourself one of the biggest financiers in history. That's about all it takes to file private investment offerings at the Securities and Exchange Commission under what's called Regulation D, judging by Form D filings purportedly made by a man named Stephen Patton. The SEC won't stop you. My comment. Jason Zweig with a whopper of a story you don't want to miss. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most read story on Friday was 7 ways your iPhone could literally save your life from Macworld. Second was baseball home runs are increasing thanks to climate change, study says, from Bloomberg. Third was tornado deaths in 2023 are already more than double last year's total, from the Washington Post. According to the Post, April is the deadliest month for tornadoes. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Fortune. The making of Binance's CZ, an exclusive look at the forces that shape crypto's most powerful founder. Shenzhen Zhao is perched in front of a bookshelf at his apartment in Dubai, a place that, along with Paris, he currently calls home. Speaking over video, he is affable and mild-mannered, even self-depreciating. It's a persona that clashes with the Zhao that his rivals know best, a sharp-elbowed executive who built Binance into the biggest and most influential cryptocurrency exchange in the world. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. China's financial sector rocked by expansion of anti-corruption drive, executive pay, commodity exchanges, and venture funds targeted in Beijing's latest campaign. China's financial sector is reeling from a series of new corruption probes and a surge in surprise audits of venture funds as President Xi Jinping sharpens his focus on industry he sees as failing to serve the broader economy. With Beijing's graft-busting Central Commission for Discipline Inspection warning against hedonism and high-end lifestyles, banks have also been making deep cuts to executive pay and bonuses as former high-ranking officials come under investigation. And then finally, here's a story from Bloomberg. FTX failure rooted in hubris, greed, debtors report says. Report says firm lacked fundamental controls, stifled dissent, employees joked about losing track of assets, report alleges. failed crypto exchange FTX Trading Limited lacked fundamental financial and accounting controls, stifled dissent within the company, and joked internally about their tendency to lose track of millions of dollars in assets, according to a report by the company's debtors. The report is the first released by FTX debtors since Sam Bankman-Fried's digital asset empire rapidly collapsed into bankruptcy in November, with billions of dollars in customer funds lost. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.